Once there was a fisherman who lived all alone on the Isle of Pabbe. He went out fishing early every morning and didn't return home until stars dotted the night sky. His only companions were the wind, the waves, and the birds that followed his boat to sea. Fishermen seldom felt lonely while fishing, but he often wished he had a friend to come home to, someone to keep him company during the long winter nights. One night, as the fisherman was returning home, he heard a sound coming from the shore. As he grew closer, he could see seven women dancing to the sound of harps and flutes. They were round and sleek, their hair shining silver in the moonlight. He wondered who they might be, since no people lived for miles around. He anchored his boat and came ashore to watch. Their dancing was mesmerizing. The fisherman crept towards them, staying in the shadows so he could not be seen. As he grew closer, he could see beside them a pile of sealskins. The skins were beautiful. They shimmered like stars, like tears, like the moonlit sea. The fisherman reached forward to touch a skin, and it was so soft and so warm. And although he had never before been a thief, now he wrapped it around his shoulders and silently, stealthily, began the long climb up the stairs to his house. The skin grew heavier with each step he took. When he got home, he locked the skin in the closet and fell in bed. exhausted. He slept poorly that night, dreaming of storms, of waves, of ships lost at sea. In the morning, the fisherman awoke to the sound of a plaintive song coming from the sea.
Thank you.
The fisherman made his way down the long stone path to the shore. There, in the very place where they had been dancing the night before, he found a woman alone and shivering in the damp, cold light of the morning. The fisherman invited the woman to come home with him, to warm herself by fire, to drink a cup of tea. She had nowhere else to go, so she followed him. Years. Presently, two children were born to them, a boy and a girl. They had webbed feet and silver hair, but they were beautiful and healthy and gave their parents great joy. They loved nothing more than to spend their days splashing and playing by the shore. The fisherman was happy, and the woman was almost happy too. But when she thought no one was watching, she could be seen pacing along the shore where she had been found staring out to sea. One day, when the fisherman was at sea, the woman found a key that had fallen under the bed. The only lock in the house was on the closet door. She decided to try the key. She made sure she was alone. She closed the front door. She drew the curtain so no one could see in. She went to the closet. She put the key in the lock. She turned the key. She heard a click. She turned the doorknob. With her heart pounding, she opened the door. And there in front of her, she saw her sealskin. The skin was beautiful, as shiny and soft as the day the fisherman had stolen it away. The woman wrapped it around her shoulders. She went down to the shore, and without so much as a glance behind her, slipped into the water and swam away. An onlooker would have seen a human woman disappear and a seal appear in her place. For this woman was a Selkie, never meant for life on land. The fisherman returned home to a quiet house and knew immediately what had happened. He was sad, but he knew that you cannot force someone to be what they are not. From that day forth, he always had good luck at fishing. And when he and the children missed the Selkie woman too much, they went to the shore, surrounded by the gentle sounds seals singing to them.